He was a pupil at Colfe's Grammar School, and while at school, attended an evangelical meeting organized by several missionary societies which were promoting their work in the various countries of the British Empire, and pleading for volunteers to spread the Christian gospel in foreign lands. They were also calling for better education and medical care for indigenous people. Blaxall was inspired by the call to be a missionary, and this resolve was strengthened when he was preparing for confirmation in the Anglican Church in 1907. By this time, he had left school and was working for a London insurance firm and attending night school. Blaxall applied to the Society for the Propagation of the Gospel, or SPG, in 1909, to be a candidate for missionary work. He was interviewed by the rector of St. Paul's Church in Deptford, who offered Blaxall a job for 6 months as a Sunday school teacher and youth worker, prior to beginning his academic training. Blaxall lived with the curate of St. Paul's, who had trained at St. Augustine's College in Canterbury, and who agreed to assist Blaxall's religious studies. Deptford was a socially deprived area with much poverty, and it was here that Blaxall's eyes were opened to the misery of the poor families who lived in crowded squalor, accompanied by poor sanitation, malnutrition, bad health, and drunkenness. 6 months after beginning his work in Deptford, he began his studies at St. Augustine's College in Canterbury in January 1910, where he spent the next 4.5 years, finishing his course in the summer of 1914. An integral part of the student's training was a course in basic medical knowledge given at the adjoining Kent and Canterbury Hospital to enable the missionaries to deal with medical problems which they might encounter in the more primitive conditions where they were sent. It was during his time at St. Augustine's that Blaxall first came into contact with deaf and mute people. Their silent world made a deep impression on him and forged a desire to help those who were deaf or blind. During his final year at St. Augustine's, Blaxall received the good news that the SPG was prepared to provide financial support to enable him to continue his academic career at Keble College in Oxford. His sponsor was the warden of St. Augustine's, and Blaxall was admitted to Keble College, Oxford, in October 1914 to read theology. The First World War had just begun, and Blaxall volunteered for service. Being of weak physique due to lung problems, presumably as a consequence of tuberculosis, he was declared unfit for service. Blaxall volunteered for non-combatant service with the Red Cross and YMCA, and was attached to the Serbian army in 1915, when it was under attack from the Austro-Hungarian forces and their Bulgarian allies. Soldiers and civilians were forced to flee, enduring a long march in winter across the mountains to the Albanian coast. The deprivations of this starving and freezing mass of humanity made a profound impression on Blaxall as he endured the long march with them. When the war ended in 1918, he resumed his studies in theology at Oxford, graduating with the B.A. degree in July 1921. In 1919, while still at Oxford, he married Florence Garton, the sister of one of his former fellow students at St. Augustine's, who had been killed at the Battle of Loos in 1915. Florence took a particular interest in deaf people, and throughout her life, from then onwards,